You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Lisa Hale with this local news update. Kids and Congress are on a summer break, but one Wisconsin senator has education on her mind. Charlie Pittman reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is back home this month. She's touring the state and highlighting issues like healthcare, housing, business, and agriculture while she's doing it.
But I have to say that I feel like we have momentum in standing up against this president's plans with education.
Senator Baldwin is touting bipartisan legislation advanced last month by an appropriations subcommittee. The bill maintains funding for the Department of Education and includes new provisions to avoid staff cuts. Meanwhile, the Department of Education has relented on plans to withhold funding to states that it announced in June. In Wisconsin, that threatened to hold up more than $72 million for schools and millions more for other education initiatives. Kids and Congress return from recess after Labor Day. I'm Sholly Pittman.
Ahead of back-to-school time, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is advising residents of newly updated eligibility guidelines for free school meals and daycare programs. According to a press release, the updated guidelines establish that students in a household of four with an income of just under $42,000 per year, as well as those that participate in programs like Food Share, will qualify for free school meals. Children with household incomes a little over $59,000 will be eligible to receive reduced priced school meals. Proposed legislation could reduce the cost of back-to-school shopping in Wisconsin. Jimmy Kuska has more.
State Senator Brad Paff is promoting legislation that would create a sales tax holiday for back-to-school shopping in Wisconsin. The proposed bill would get rid of state and local sales taxes for 3 days on school supplies and clothing. A similar back-to-school sales tax holiday already exists in Iowa, where the two-day tax break is for items under $100. Iowa is one of 17 states with some form of sales tax holiday for back-to-school shopping. Paff said that he is targeting 2028 as the start of the sales tax holiday.
Paff announced the proposal alongside Assembly Representative Jenna Jacobson at the state capitol on Wednesday. Do extracurricular activities help a student's mental health? Joanne Krulatz has that answer.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health detailed the connections between extracurricular activities and youth mental health in its most recent fact sheet, finding that kids who participate in extracurriculars such as lessons, sports, after-school clubs, or community service tend to have better mental health. Extracurriculars are organized activities that teach important life skills like teamwork, interpersonal communication, and stress management, which in turn bolster kids' well-being and improve their lifetime outcomes. Linda Hall, director of the Office of Children's Mental Health, says, quote, "Extracurriculars also increase belonging, which is essential to mental well-being," end quote. Historically, many students have been involved in school activities like band, theater, and student government, as well as sports. Students also join after-school clubs or take lessons in their community. Regardless of where the activity takes place, extracurriculars are known to help kids create strong bonds with their peers, develop conflict resolution skills, and be more engaged with school.
The race for state governor is on, and now so is the race for the second in command. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest.
Sarah Godlewski is the first person to announce they're running for lieutenant governor of Wisconsin.
To me, this has always come down to one thing, which is how I can make the biggest difference in Wisconsin. It's what keeps me going. And it's why I'm proud to announce that today I am running for lieutenant governor of Wisconsin.
Godlewski is currently Wisconsin's Secretary of State. She was appointed to the position 2 years ago and is serving out the remainder of a term until 2027. She briefly ran for Congress in 2022, and before that, she was the state treasurer under Governor Tony Evers in his first term. Her speech focused heavily on the middle class.
As I travel across the state, I keep hearing how people are just fed up. They're fed up that workers who are critical to our community, like EMT workers and nurses and teachers, can't even afford a home in the communities that they serve. while they're watching these billionaires get tax write-offs for their second and third vacation home.
The state lieutenant governor has few required duties other than to become governor if the current governor dies, resigns, or is removed from office. At the governor's request, they may serve on a variety of boards, commissions, and committees. Now remember, here in Wisconsin, it's not like the race for president, where the presidential candidate gets to choose who their vice president would be. Instead, the voters choose candidates for governor and candidates for lieutenant governor separately. In a primary next August, voters will set the tickets for the Republican and Democratic parties. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Seattle Seahawks are in Green Bay for a preseason game on Saturday. But today, they'll participate in a joint practice with the Packers. Then on Friday, the Green Bay Packers with Green Bay Packaging will plant trees at Jostin Park in Bellevue for the 15th year of the First Down for Trees program. This year, the program donated 350 elm, maple, lilac, oak, locust, and flowering crab trees to 15 greater Green Bay area communities. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 5 of the Brewers and Cubs wrapping up their series in Chicago today. Milwaukee losing last night again, this time 4-3 to the Cubs. The Brewers losing 3 in a row after a 14-game winning streak. Pat Murphy on what he said to the team.
Told them how proud I am of them because there's sometimes things don't go your way. And the wind's blowing sometimes. You can't try to, you know, fight it and you break the branches. You know what I mean? If you try to fight it, you know, and they let the branches blow. And they come back and we'll reset. We didn't get the outcome we wanted, but we showed tremendous heart and tremendous relentlessness.
NFL, the Packers and the Seattle Seahawks in their final preseason game this Saturday at Lambeau Field, kickoff at 3 p.m. Today, the two teams holding a joint practice session in Green Bay. In golf, Sam Weatherhead from Hartford, Wisconsin, finishing 10 under par to win the state open championship at Black Wolf Run in Kohler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You can never have enough comedy, and if it's cringe comedy, that's even better. Tim Robinson's Friendship had a decent showing at the box office thanks to a limited theatrical release and will now be available to stream. In the A24 studio film, Robinson's character is new in the hood and just wants to make a friend, and it ends up almost destroying two lives. Brian Baumgartner played Kevin Malone for the entire run of NBC's The Office. He weighed in recently about the new Office spinoff, The Paper, headed by the same producers as The Office. According to the New York Post, so far, the only cast member from the original Office scheduled to make an appearance is Oscar Nunez. Baumgartner says the show looks fantastic and he would happily reprise his role as Kevin if show creator Greg Daniels came calling. The Paper will premiere September 4th on Peacock and is shot in similar mockumentary style. If you love big action movies but insist on watching these cinematic treasures on the small screen, you're in luck. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning is now available to stream. The eighth and possibly last installment of the franchise starring Tom Cruise is now available on demand on Amazon Prime. If you need to play catch-up, you can stream all 7 of the previous Cruise Mission Impossibles if you have a Paramount Plus subscription. If you loved watching trust fund kid influencer and pretend professional boxer Jake Paul dance around the ring with Mike Tyson amid streaming issues on Netflix, you're in luck. Paul will take on the WBA 14th-ranked cruiserweight, that all sounds made up, Gervonta Tank Davis, that also sounds made up. The fight will take place in Atlanta at the State Farm Arena November 14th and only on Netflix, which means you might catch part of it if they figured out their tech issues from the Paul Tyson tap dance. Here's a movie on my radar that should be a big smash based on the classic story and filmmaking team. Frankenstein does not hit theaters until October, but it's directed by multiple Oscar winner Guillermo del Toro and has a solid cast with Jacob Elordi as Frankenstein's monster and Oscar Isaac as Dr. Frankenstein. Mia Goth and Christopher Waltz round out a great ensemble. Frankenstein is based on Mary Shelley's classic novel of the same name. Brian Baumgartner played Kevin Malone for the entire run of NBC's The Office. He weighed in recently about the new Office spinoff, The Paper, headed by the same producers as The Office. According to the New York Post, so far, the only cast member from the original Office scheduled to make an appearance is Oscar Nunez. Baumgartner says the show looks fantastic and he would happily reprise his role as Kevin if show creator Greg Daniels came calling. The Paper will premiere September 4th on Peacock and is shot in similar mockumentary style. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. Our high right around 78 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, lots and lots of sunshine with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.